mornings with a side of ranch. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.
Graduation season here, everywhere, I guess. And what's the going rate this year? What are you giving for gifts?
I always just gave 50. Forever.
For everything.
For anything.
You can be my wedding, graduation, whatever.
Yep. Best friends, kids graduating, you got $50.
But now you feel as though you need to adjust that.
Yeah, I do. That's why Ken told me to put in the inflation calculator. It comes to $88.18.
Well, because you told me you'd been doing it since 2001. So I said, well, if you want an idea, that's an idea.
It's a great idea.
It's just a ballpark figure for you.
I can't fault that. I've learned about so many websites by working here with you guys that serve amazing purposes.
Okay, good. Could you clear that up a little bit?
Because the internet is one a was like place. A set list one. The other one's like an inflation
okay,
one.
All right. Yeah, just, sorry. Not inappropriate content.
Nope, nope.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Amy in Des Moines says I could give $50, but then give them a personalized note about memories or how they impacted your life. Bleh.
Always a cynic.
That's nice, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. It's a nice sentiment.
You don't want to write a card, right?
I just want to sign my name on the card and get my pulled pork sandwich.
I hope nowhere you go has pulled pork.
It's about the 12th time you've brought it up this month.
May is
which is 2 days old.
I hope it's vegetables everywhere you go.
That's less money.
I walk right out of your garage.
And I'll take my card back. All right. Roxy and Waukee, what do you do, Roxy?
Well, I give them a book to read about young adult financial advice. And within that, I have scattered $5 bills.
Oh, okay. So how many scattered $5 bills?
Usually $20.
Okay.
But to get it, they have to read the book. So I have a feeling there might be some thrift stores that might have that. So, you know, if you're at a thrift store and you see a book about young financial advice, you might want to grab it.
All right. I was about to ask you what the title was, because I will go there today.
Yeah, what book is it that you're giving out?
You know, I have to check my Amazon history.
Okay. Is it always the same book, though?
It is. I don't remember the name of it, but it's very appropriate for, like, college-age kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to check every book from now on and go through the pages and see if there's hidden money.
Well, while we're at it, The Millionaire Next Door, that's a great book to read for anybody.
Well, you know what? That would have $100 bills.
Not really. If you read the book, it's about getting there slowly. But anyway, okay. You have a great day, Roxy. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hey. We agreed once. And it was terrifying. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.